podcast episode. Thank you all for tuning in. I am Ayana, and I have a topic today that I have not been able to really discuss in depth. I wanted to get into this topic mainly because it's been a whirlwind on social media about this topic. When it first came out, the news dropped. It was definitely something I looked at, something that I wanted to touch on, and I think today is that time for me to touch on this particular topic. So, Drea, I don't know her last name, Drea Michelle. She is a Love and Hip Hop star. That's where I know her from. I don't know what else she does, but I know she is from Love and Hip Hop. And there is a 22-year-old basketball player named Jalen Green. He plays for the Houston Rockets, a rising star. Like, he is pretty good. So he's going to be in the NBA, I would say, for the next coming years. It came out that Drea is pregnant. Drea is a 39-year-old woman. This guy is 22, and apparently she's pregnant by him. What I need to touch on that, what I need to say about that particular topic is, for one, the age gap is so wide that it's no way that people can hear this and not be like, wow, like, you know, what's really going on with this? You know, could she not find a guy that was her age, or like, what exactly happened in this particular situation? Now, information came out that Drea used to babysit Bria Hicks, who is the ex-girlfriend of Jalen Green. That right there is where I knew that this particular situation was a complete mess. Because if you were babysitting the ex-girlfriend of Jalen Green, you were around him, and him and Bria Hicks were together for, I would say, about 4 years, 3-4 years. If you were around him around that time, and he was like 19, 8, you know, like that age, and you are now getting pregnant by him, you basically groomed this young dude. There's no way to even, like, there's not an in and between of that situation. Like, there is, this is exactly what it is. You saw him when he was young. You saw him before he was legal of age. He's only 22. He's barely legal. You knew that he was, you know, seeing the girl that you were babysitting. So who's to say that the reason why Bria Hicks and Jalen Green are not together is because of Drea Michelle? So that right there is where I knew this topic was extremely a mess, because you literally just groomed a young guy. And I'm not saying that he doesn't know what he's doing, but 9 times out of 10, he probably didn't want this to particularly happen. I feel like she did trap this guy. I feel like she knew that he she knows he's a rising star in the NBA. She knows that he's, you know, going to be getting paid a big contract soon. She knows these things. And that's the thing that's starting to, you know, piss a lot of people off when we talk about the age gaps in these older women who are in this industry, have been around in this industry for a while. They've dated multiple men. They've been around multiple athletes, people. They've been trying to really get a check. It's really not any, there's no way to even really say any, like, that's exactly what it is. She's trying to get a check. These older women dating these younger guys, they are trying to get a check. The only difference with some of these guys, they're actually smarter, and they're not going to get a woman like of Drea's caliber pregnant. Some of these younger guys, like this 22-year-old guy, he, you know, young, probably new to the game. And obviously did not probably expect this to happen. And so it comes down to this. The older women in this industry of IG models and things like that, and women who have made it off Love and Hip Hop, it's very weird. You know, you're an older woman, you know, you're capable of getting guys your age. why is it that these guys your age are not wanting to be with you or even, you know, cuff you? I don't know. And sometimes it can always be the women too. Some women don't want to be locked down in relationships like that. And that's totally fine. But in this particular situation, this is a perfect example of a woman who groomed a young boy because she knew she could get over on it. She knew she could do it. She locked him down and she's now pregnant by him. I don't think he probably expected this to happen. I think Drea knew from the jump that that's what she was going to try to do with this young guy. That's my point. I think as soon as she saw him, as soon as she knew, and maybe she might have liked his appearance. Maybe she liked how he looked. Maybe she saw who he was. It is what it is. But I am going to say this. It's not okay. People want to come out and defend this guy because they say he's grown. Yeah, he's 22. Like, let's be all the way real. When I was 22, I still was pretty practically a baby. My parents were still giving me allowance and things like that at 22 years old. And yes, I'm okay with saying that, yes, when I was 22, my parents were doing that. Because I was still in college at 22. I dropped out of college in my, junior year? But yeah, I was still in college at that age. So, you know, hearing people talk about, you know, this particular situation and acting as if this is not a big deal is very interesting because this is the type of stuff that men do, and you guys have an issue. You guys continuously go in about it. You guys talk about how he doesn't want anybody his age. It's gross that he's dating a woman his age. Well, look, this is the same exact situation. You got to hold people accountable, and you got to start holding these older women accountable because this is the type of stuff that they're doing. Brittany Renner was dating PJ Washington. He was 22. She was 29. And people made that out of a big deal. When in reality, if we're being honest, a seven-year gap is still huge. But it's not as bad as a woman that's 39, pushing 40, dating a 22-year-old. He's literally 20 years. He's literally 20 years underage. Like, that is really disgusting. And you got to call stuff out when you see that. It's not. It doesn't have anything else to do with anything else. I remember Jaylen Brown was dating Bernice Burgos. They said Bernice Burgos is what? Like maybe close to her 40s. He's like 27 or something like that. I mean, all these age gaps with these guys and these women, these older IG models and women is actually very strange. Because it's like, you're not dating men your age. You're not cupping men your age. Like there's so many, and I'm telling you, there are so many men in basketball right now that are the ages of Drea Michelle that she could have went and talked to. She could have got with, she could have got pregnant by. If she wanted a child and she wanted to try to do that. There were plenty of them. You decided to go after a guy that you knew was the ex of the baby of the girl that you used to babysit. That's crazy. That is very crazy. And yes, there are so many men in the NBA right now in their 30s who don't even have kids or kids that we know of that they're public about. That don't even have kids that you could have went and tried to be with or have a kid by. But see, those are the older guys. Those are the smart guys. They've been in the game long enough to know how to handle these women and whoever trying to get them caught up. They're smart enough to understand that. You know that a younger guy coming in the league is a little bit more, you know, he has to get accustomed to what's going on because he's in the NBA now. Women are going to throw themselves at him 24/7. It's going to happen that way. That's just what it is in the NBA for these players. And we all know that it happens because some women are looking for meal tickets. Some women aren't looking for meal tickets. But in this particular situation, there are women that are looking for meal tickets. And I have to bring up another couple. LaMelo Ball and his girlfriend, she's like, I think she is close to her 40s and he's like 23. So it's not just happening with just these people. It's just happening everywhere. Like these women are dating young guys that are in the NBA that they're, you know, they want to get caught up. And I just personally, it's a mess. You got to call it what it is. You got to look at it from the standpoint of what it is and just hold people accountable. That's it. I think this topic was something I wanted to touch on because I'm very big on the topics of guys who are pedophiles. I'm very big on women that are pedophiles. And I think the women sometimes go unnoticed because people don't really put a lot of attention on women who do these things. They think in communities all the time that a guy who's dating an older woman like that, it's a badge of honor to date a woman that old. But in reality, you are a victim of something that you probably won't want to be a victim of. And that needs to be talked about. People go more in on the men because, you know, regardless of what is wrong either way. But I've noticed that there are always different tunes when it's a woman in this particular situation. And like, for instance, Drea, people are on the internet saying he knew what he was doing. Well, yeah, he's 22. He's practically still a baby in the NBA. Like, I mean, come on, let's be real. You can't just say that he knows what he's doing. He probably just wanted to enjoy some sex with Drea Michelle. I'm not trying to be funny. Drea is a woman that guys think is beautiful. So I'm not saying that he just didn't want to do that with her. I'm probably sure that's what he wanted. But to get her pregnant, like start a family with her, have to be around her for 18 years? Absolutely not. I don't think that's what this guy wanted. So now that this has happened, you know, it looks very bad on Drea. But on the guy, if he would have just had sex with her, that would be a totally different situation. Getting her pregnant is a totally different situation. And not only that, your ex-girlfriend was once the girl that she used to babysit. So in this situation, you got a situation where you can't even get back with your ex that she was with because of this type of situation. So regardless of what, it's just a terrible situation altogether. And, you know, me putting my two cents into this situation, I've said it over and over. I don't care for the men or women who do it. Because men have been doing this for so long, but women have been doing it for a very, very long time too. It's just that the women are not really talked about a lot. But now, these days, women are going after younger guys. I'm not sure, like, why they don't want to go after men their age, but they're going after younger guys. So it's very interesting. That's it, and that's all that I have for this episode on Drea Michelle and Jalen Green. As I said before, we need to start calling out things that we don't like in our community, and this is definitely something that I'm not a fan of. I feel like, you know, I think it's great they're having a child, but I also feel like this is not something that is okay, in my personal opinion, to have a child by a 22-year-old. It's absolutely disgusting. But again, they have to handle that situation. They got to go through that, and that's their life. All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning into the BCG podcast. I am Ayana, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.